Good evening. I used to run Shabbatones, and when I was in charge of the schedule, I'd put myself first. Not because I thought I was the best and most qualified, but there was always the risk that you'd line up and you'd have whatever you were planning on saying, and then someone else would get up an hour before you and say the exact Torah you were planning on sharing. And so I would put myself first. I didn't have to worry about that. I could steal someone else's Torah. But at the same time, when you go first, you don't have to worry about a hard act to follow. And I feel very bad for Yehoshua, because Yehoshua has a very tough act to follow. He's following the greatest leader of all time. He's following Moshe Rabbeinu. And in Parshat Pinchas, in our Parsha, Moshe passes along the reins. He officially crowns, he officially anoints, whatever the terminology would be, Yehoshua as being the next leader of Bnei Israel. And the language that the Torah uses is V'nasata Mehotka Alav, that Moshe takes some of his own glory, some of his own hod, his beauty, and gives it to Yehoshua. So great was his leadership that he could even pass it along to Yehoshua. But the Maharal points out that we really see something about Yehoshua in contrast to Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun, and Yehoshua was also an illumination to us. Yehoshua also lit the way, but Yehoshua was not like the sun. Yehoshua was like the moon. You can imagine Moshe was sort of an independent source of light, whereas Yehoshua reflected the light of the sun of Moshe. Our moon doesn't have any independent source of light. It's only a reflection of the moon, of the sun, of the sun's brightness. But let's think about this for a moment, because when we just wonder about Yehoshua leading versus Moshe leading, you know, Moshe's leadership had a lot of issues. It was not such an easy leadership. For 40 years in the desert, the Jewish people sin a lot, they complain a lot. It doesn't go very well. And yet, if you look at, say, for Yehoshua, the Jewish people are awesome. There's like one incident with one war. Achan messes up a little bit. But the Jewish people do very, very well for 40 years. And Chazal tried to figure out, why are they in some ways more successful with Yehoshua than they were with Moshe? Moshe is the sun. Moshe is this incredible glory. Moshe is the greatest Navi of all time, the greatest leader of all time. Moshe is the receiver of the Torah. Why with Yehoshua are they in some ways better? Well, if we think about it, if I try to look at the sun, I can't. It's blinding. The sun is too great. It's too awesome for me to experience. But the moon is something I can stare at, I can look at, I can make pictures of. I can really interact with the moon. We can land on the moon even. The sun was not really an option. And while the sun is so great, sometimes you could be too great. Sometimes you could be too larger than life to the extent that you can't look at it. You can't interact with it. Whereas the moon is something that shines light. It illuminates the darkness. And yet, it's subtle enough, it's familiar enough that we can have an interaction. We can literally land on the moon. And when in the context of Moshe versus Yehoshua, that same element applies, that Moshe was so big, whereas Yehoshua was much more approachable. My favorite way to explain this, the Rosh Yeshiva of my high school, it's a high school and a college, Rabbi Avraham Friedman, he wears a long coat, he's got a long beard, he's been learning and teaching for like 40, 50 years, very impressive Talmud Chacham personality, and he's Rabbi Avraham Friedman, except if you grew up in Chicago, Chicago's a small town, his friends, the guys who were also in his like late 60s, early 70s range, they call him Richie. Because he was Richie growing up. So as great as Avraham Friedman is, his friends know him as Richie. And I wonder, Yehoshua grows up with Am Yisrael, Yehoshua grows up with people, and I wonder if the older chevra, the older guys, the older, more experienced people in shul, maybe they called him Rabbi Yehoshua, maybe they called him Yehoshua, the leader, but maybe they called him Josh. And I think that Yehoshua's role with the Jewish people, the fact that he went through slavery, he went through the desert with them, he wasn't this larger-than-life individual, that in some ways is what enables them to not sin. It enables them to realize, he's not bigger than me, he's not better than me. If he can do it, I can do it too. And oftentimes we look at the biggest and the best and the greatest people to be our role models, but there's a value to not the best, not the greatest, but someone who's tangible, someone who's approachable, someone who we can interact with to become our role models. And unfortunately, what that also means is that even though I'm not so impressive, I'm not so great, if I'm just a little bit good, I'm a little impressed, I'm a little bit something that can be that someone can model after, maybe that means that I can be a role model as well.